Good morning, how's everyone? I have just a short little story to tell you about a man who lived out west, in the old west, and he was known for justice and right, and whenever he went after a criminal, he always got his man. And at the end of the story, people would say, "Who is that masked man?" Do any of you know who that masked man is? There was an Indian who rode with him. It's one of my favorite shows. You all don't know what you're missing. His name is, and they would always tell you at the end of the program, but that's the man of great justice. His name is the Lone Ranger. And this is a picture of the Lone Ranger and Tonto. Both of them are now in glory. They're no longer living. But if you watch, there's a couple of programs on your channel if you have DirecTV. This is a short little plug for you if you want to watch the Lone Ranger. It's when TV was good. Nowadays, TV is no good. With that, there were 12 men and more traveling with a man all through Caesarea and all through Judea and Galilee. And everyone kind of knew who he was because he was doing all kinds of great miracles. And he's raising people from the dead. And he was doing great things. But people really didn't know who he was. So Jesus asked them, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And how do they answer? Well, they said, "Some say that you are a great prophet, like Isaiah or Jeremiah, or one of the prophets of old." But Jesus then said, "But who do you say that I am?" And you know, Jesus asked the same question of all of you today, and everyone looking at you. Who do you say that Jesus is? Who is that man? In another way. And how did Peter answer? Owen, how did he answer? Yeah, he's the Savior. "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." So he said he is the Christ. That means that Jesus is the Messiah. He's the one who has saved us, as Owen said, from our sins. So that's important for all of you. Because in school, one day someone may say to you, "Who is that man?" Not the masked man, but the man that was hanging on the cross. Who is that man? And you have to be able to give an answer. And for all of us, his children, we say, his name is Jesus, who is the Son of the living God, and he is my Savior. And when you say that, just like the disciples did, they are speaking the truth. When we say that Jesus is the Christ, that he is our Savior, the Messiah, we are speaking the truth. Now, you can't make someone believe that, but you can certainly tell them that. You can tell them the truth. And then you pray for them. You pray that as they believe or they come to believe who Jesus is, that they will say the very same thing, that his name is Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. He is the one who has saved you and your parents and your grandparents and everyone that you love and everyone here today. It is Jesus who has done this great work. So he's not a masked man, and we all know his name, and his name is Jesus, the Son of the living God. So I want you all to say that with me. Are you ready? Are you ready? On the count of three. One, two, three. His name is Jesus, the Son of the living God. Let's fold our hands and let us pray. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming and revealing to us who you are. We do not have to guess, for we know who you are, Lord. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And we thank you for the great work that you have done for us and the great work that you continue to do for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being the Christ, the Son of the living God. And all the children said,